When bombs go off in Baghdad, it's often Iraqi civilians who get hurt or killed, and some are left with bills for fixing everything from a window to a whole house. A massive explosion on New Year's Eve at an upscale restaurant left the family that lived next door alive but homeless. They're seeking help from the U.S. Occupation Authority. So far, the authority has paid out more than $2 million in compensation for non-combat damage done by U.S. troops. But American officials say they are not responsible and won't pay when the damage is done by Iraqis. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Feri Al-Kazanchi is outside what used to be her house, standing on a pile of rubble that used to be her ceiling. She reaches through a broken iron grill and shoves a piece of metal out of the way. It's been 2 weeks since a massive car bomb exploded outside Feriel's home, right next door to a crowded restaurant, on New Year's Eve. The splintered remains of the heavy wooden front door are still piled on the far side of the living room, mixed in with broken Christmas ornaments blown off the tree. A picture of the Virgin Mary still hangs on one wall.
Christmas here.
In the kitchen, Feriel breaks down.
Very terrible.
Feriel comes by often to clean up a little or look for things that survived the blast. She, her husband John, and their three daughters are staying a few blocks away. John was the only one in the family badly injured. Feriel kisses his scabbed head.
When I got to hospital, they received me there and plenty of patching up. I had glass and wood from the main door, all splintered in me. And anybody that looks at the house, he says it's impossible they're still alive.
Alive, and estimating it will cost $400,000 to replace what he lost. The family had no insurance. John earns about $500 a month repairing cars for Daimler Chrysler. That's a fine sum here, but not enough to rebuild. The family has filed a claim with the U.S. military. Usually, such a request would be automatically turned down. Bomb damage is considered the responsibility of terrorists, but this time may be different.
Again, I can't promise anything, but we also want them to know that we do care.
Lieutenant Colonel Peter Jones is the U.S. military man in charge of the neighborhood.
We have been here for 9 months. We have seen them reestablish an economic growth, reestablish primary and secondary schools, I mean, with our help and on their own initiative. And to see something like that occur in a mixed demographic neighborhood, Sunni, Shia, a Christian owner, it sort of hit home that they're not just attacking American soldiers now, they're really attacking the sense of stability that these people have worked hard, along with us, to establish.
He knows he can't pay for everything, but Jones is looking into finding help anywhere he can, from charities to the military to the U.S. civilian authority here. This is the first time Colonel Jones has sought help for such damages, despite other bombs in his territory, including one on the same street in September. That blew out the family's windows, which cost more than $2,000 to replace. John is not looking for charity. He holds the U.S. responsible.
The only thing that you get from the Americans is that we did not bomb you, Iraqis bombed you. But now it's chaos, literally chaos. The country's upside down. There's nothing like before.
Major Eric Peterson, whose team did the neighborhood damage assessment, says it's not clear U.S. authorities will agree to pay.
I know the danger is that we don't want to set the precedence of, okay, terrorists blow up something and we'll pay to fix it, because then that may goad them to continue trying to blow things up and test how far we'll go.
Still, he thinks even a little help would be the right thing to do. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.